Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. Hello, friends. Welcome. This is another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. My name is Carrie Fox, and today we are going to talk about setting healthy boundaries. First off, how are you? Spring is coming around the corner here on the East Coast in the US. I'm super stoked about it. The weather's been a little warmer this weekend. We've been diving into some of the garden chores, I guess I'll say. And so I stoked that I'm seeing signs of spring. Now, it's still February here, so I know that I've probably got another month of like on and off spring weather slash, you know, winter weather. It'll be that like having hot flashes all over the place, you know, the menopause, Mother Nature's in a menopause season right now, but it's hopeful. There's hope in the air, I feel like, when this weather comes around. So I'm looking forward to that. If you are here with me live in the Soulful Wildflowers Facebook group, give me a shout out. Let me know that you're here. I would love to talk to you and love to interact with you during our live episode today. And like I said, we are going to talk about boundaries, because this is something that has recently come up repeatedly for me just in the past week in multiple scenarios. And I recognize how much different my response is when my personal boundary is being pushed, than maybe 2-3 years ago. Like the way I can react to and navigate when somebody's trying to push my boundary or push me outside of a boundary, or test my boundaries, right? Then I'm able to navigate it much more fluidly. So I thought that'd be a really great topic to talk about. Like, we know that it's important to set healthy boundaries, but like, what does that actually look like? And can, you know, what are some examples of what that looks like? So I wanted to share a story. I'll share actually a couple of different thoughts in different places where boundaries are important. So one is in the workplace. And, you know, as you know, you may or may not know, my husband and I run a small business here on our farm, where this is his primary job. And, we live on a tree farm. So we sell landscaping and nursery trees, and he's the front end facing of the business. He talks to customers and works with them. And several nights this week, and this is not uncommon for us, but his phone will ring and it will be that business that somebody's calling that number in the business, but it'll be like 7 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. Like, it's really interesting when people attempt to reach a business like this. Like if it's 9 o'clock at night, I'm sorry, but you're not, like, it's dark out. It's not like you're coming to walk the property and pick out a tree. So why, like, what information are you anticipating to get at 9 o'clock at night when you're calling us? So my husband doesn't answer the phone during that time. Like if it is after hours, our business hours are 9 to 5. If it's after hours and somebody calls, he doesn't answer, right? That's a boundary that he has set where, don't bring your work home, right? It's really hard to do when you're working on the physical property where your home resides. So, you know, that boundary is set, but it's really interesting. In a recent scenario where a customer who had been trying to get a hold of him after hours finally got a hold of him during the day. And he was like, yeah, I've been calling you. What's up, man? Like, I can't reach you. And he was like, well, yeah, cause you're calling after hours. Like the day ends at 5 o'clock, you know, we don't answer the phone line, you know? And also it's really interesting, like when you are that person who's doing the calling and reaching out and asking for something, like you're kind of focused on your own little scenario, right? Like you're not necessarily always thinking about the other person on the end of the line. Like my husband, he's got 3 children. He has a wife. he has a family to take care of. Like there are things that we do outside of work that it really requires you to set a healthy boundary with your employer, with your customers, to let them know that this is when I'm available and this is when I'm not available, because I do have a life outside of my business. And I hope that you are in the same position where you have a life. And if you don't, you want a life outside of, you know, just your day-to-day job. So I thought that was a really great example of, you know, setting a healthy boundary, but also recognizing that the person on the other end may not see it that way. They may feel like you're being difficult, that you're avoiding them, that you're not being responsive to them. And although that's not the case, right? Our hours are clearly set on our website. When you get the phone message, it states our hours. So when you hear that voicemail, you know that we're not going to pick up. But the expectation of the other person who is pushing your boundaries, maybe outside of what you're allowed or what you're capable of giving. And so I think that's really important, that there's always going to be an opportunity or an experience that you're going to have where somebody is pushing up against your boundaries and not understanding, not respectful of what those boundaries are. And this is your opportunity to part from, whether it's a customer, an employer, family members. I mean, family members are generally a huge component. Like you're really comfortable with each other. You're like, I know what you're doing right now. And why aren't you answering your phone? Like, I know you're off work. You shouldn't, just because I'm out of work and maybe my kids are, I don't know, magically I have a babysitter or something and you think I'm available, doesn't mean that I'm emotionally or mentally available to talk to you. And it has nothing to do with the individual, right? And it may not have anything to do with the individual who's reaching out to you and asking to cross that boundary, right? It's like, hey, you have to define what your boundaries are and then be very firm about them. And it doesn't mean you have to be rude, right? Like it's just saying that, again, going back to that business scenario, our offices close at 5. We don't answer the phone after 5 o'clock. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about business related things during our normal business hours. Very respectful and very clearly stating what that boundary is and how they can, you know, when you are available and when you aren't. So that's just one example. And then, you know, that's kind of more of like a business and a customer. But this also occurs really heavily in the workplace. So during the pandemic, so many people started working remotely. And it just means you're working from your home office, right? You're no longer in a physical location, a physical building with other employees, but you're home. And so now we have everybody's on some kind of instant messenger app where you can easily chat with your coworkers. Like, Zoom's available all the time. I use Zoom quite frequently. So you can video chat with people. And, you know, it removes those boundaries that we originally had, where if I come walking up to your desk and we're in an office and I can see like you're kind of having a bad day or you don't look approachable, like you're setting this boundary that right now you're not approachable, I can see that with my eyes, right? But when we're on we're remote and we're on Zoom or like, you know, video chat on the phone, we're instant messaging, like you can't visually necessarily see that, especially if your camera's not on, right, for Zoom. So that those boundaries that were originally available to us have been removed, and we're having to navigate this new situation in the workplace. And so it's really important for you as an employee to, you know, talk with your boss directly, talk with your manager or whomever it may be, to say what your boundaries are. I am available from 9 to 5. After 5 o'clock, I'm only available in emergency situations, whatever that may be. And I do realize that like not everybody has the opportunity to work remotely. And some people are even trickling back into the office, but this scenario is kind of specific to if you do work remotely, right? Like how do you set those boundaries? Because here's what happens. It is so easy to pick up your phone, to type in a quick text on a Saturday and be like, oh yeah, I remember this work thing I need to do, right? And yada, 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 I got to type it in. And you send that message and it's really easy for me to look. And now all of a sudden, instead of focusing on my kids and spending time with them on the weekend, I am answering work messages, just as an example. And so a really nice way to set that boundary is you can not read the message because you're not, you know, if you're outside of your office hours, I hope that you realize you don't have to pick up the phone and answer that message, right? But you can also respond in a kind way and say, you know, thank you for this, this information. I will, you know, take action on it first thing Monday morning when I get in the office. Very simple. You're acknowledging the receipt of it. And you're setting that boundary and letting them know that you're not available right now, but you'll take care of it when your workday starts first thing Monday morning or whatever it may be. Same thing, if it's Tuesday at 9 o'clock at night and somebody's messaging you and you're not available, you know, one, you don't have to respond to it, but two, you can say, thank you for the information. I will respond to you or I will take action on it first thing when I get in the office Wednesday morning. Very simple. So it's just interesting to me because we're in this place where, particularly with the pandemic, you know, you're working from home now, maybe your kids are home. You know, at least for me, this is something that I'm experiencing. You know, daycare is unstable is not really the right word, but anytime there's an issue where somebody may test positive for COVID, everybody has to stay home. We quarantine, we go through this whole routine, and that's happened multiple times, right? And then same thing with the schools. My older two girls are in elementary school and it's same idea where everything shuts down, the classroom shuts down, everybody has to stay home for however long if you've been potentially exposed. And I know that, you know, right now those rules and regulations are being modified and they're a little more lenient, but that this is very recently. And so how do you separate, like there is almost no separation, like you're working full time still, like a full 40 hours, but on the same hand, you're trying to juggle your children and having them home and interruptions, and they still need to get dressed and brush their teeth and be fed. And like, there's all these things, you know, entertained, and you don't want them sitting in front of tablets all day. But the reality is that there's only so much of you that's available to give to 3 kids, a husband, a full-time job, another business that you're running, whatever your situation looks like, there's only so much of you to give. And so being able to set those healthy boundaries, being able to recognize, oh, hey, there's a school holiday coming up where my kids are going to be home and it's just going to be too hard to, you know, try to juggle both work and the kids and everything. I'm actually going to take a day off so I can focus on my kids and we're all not stressed out, because right, that's exactly what happens. You're trying to do something with work, you're typing something up, right? And then all of a sudden your kid's like, I want a snack. And you're like, I'm just trying to type an email, Jimmy. And you don't mean to snap, but you're so frustrated with work and you're frustrated with your kids. Like your attention's being pulled so many different ways that your emotions bubble up and you snap or you talk in a manner that you don't want to your children or maybe even a coworker. And so again, this idea of setting healthy boundaries for yourself is really important right now because we're in a situation where the boundaries have changed and the way you may have originally set your boundaries has changed. And so we have to navigate, how do we articulate or how do we reset new boundaries so that we can optimize, our experience, optimize what we are able to do at work and at home, be more efficient about it, right? Like what's that phrase, work smarter, not harder. And so maybe this might be an opportunity for you to ask your boss to adjust your schedule. Maybe you work half of your day before the kids get up and then the other half of the day while your kids are at school. So when they get home at 3 o'clock, you're available. It's asking, having that conversation with your employer and seeing if there's an opportunity there for you to adjust your hours to, kind of navigate this new lifestyle that we have. And so that's just another example in the workplace, is that is a really great place to set healthy boundaries. And again, totally different situation that we're in now. You have to redefine what those boundaries are. When are you available, right? Let your employer know when you're available. And then the other important thing is, once those boundaries are set and somebody attempts to cross those boundaries, double check, were they aware that that boundary existed? Make sure you're communicating or re-communicating that boundary. It may need to be said more than once. And then also, this is an opportunity for you to what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I lost it. But essentially, this is an opportunity for you to not define your boundaries, but be in control of them. Maybe that's the right word. I don't know. But essentially, it's like you talk to your boss, you have this new schedule now, your day is done at 3 o'clock, right? Great. But now you have a coworker who's communicating to you at 3:30 because they assume that you're online and you're not. Well, this is your opportunity, instead of taking whatever responsibility or action they're asking of you, to state, I have a new schedule. This is what it is, 3 o'clock. I'd be more than happy to take this item and take action on it tomorrow when I'm available. You're restating what those boundaries are. You're leaving little room for negotiation. Maybe that's a better word. But the workplace obviously is a really important place to set those boundaries. And then also, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. I've been putting cinnamon in my coffee lately, and I love it. So another scenario where boundaries are really important, obviously, are with relationships. And we've talked about this multiple times before on the podcast. But since this is something that is coming up in my life, it always triggers this, I'm probably not the only one that's going through this, even though we've talked about this before last year. This is a great topic to rediscuss and redefine and kind of, again, just like we were doing with those boundaries, right? Yes, we had them a couple of years ago, but everything is new and different. And, we have this new norm. And so we have to redefine what those are. So same thing with your relationships. Okay. You are, overworked, probably you're working different hours. You've got the kids, you've got, maybe you have a business of your own that you're running and somebody's calling you, your family member is calling you and you don't answer. It is okay to not be available. I think as mothers, we have such a hard time. We want to be available to everyone at all times. And it's exhausting. It can, like, that's where burnout comes in, right? Is when you're constantly trying to be available to everyone, it's impossible. Like, you physically cannot be available to everyone. And that's okay. I don't think we're meant to. So it's prioritizing your availability. You know, my priority right now is with my children and my relationship with my husband, my relationship with my business. Like, those are my priorities right now. And it may make some people uncomfortable because originally your priorities were always those other people. And especially if you're on a self-development track where you're learning to take back your power, you're learning to do things for yourself. When somebody asks you or tells you, because a lot of the times they're just like, tell you to do something. And you say no, they're like, excuse me? Like, what? So you have to redefine in those relationships what your boundaries are. And, you know, you can answer a text back and say, hey, I'm just, you know, I am not in an emotionally, what's the best word to say that? I'm not in a place where I'm emotionally capable of having a conversation right now, but I'd be happy to talk to you tomorrow. I think that's totally cool to say. Like, maybe mentally is a better word if you're not, don't want to dive into the feeling realm yet. But being able to just articulate, I'm not available. You don't have to even provide a reason why. It is not anybody's business why you're unavailable. Whether it's because you just don't feel like answering the phone right now, because you're overstimulated, you've been at work all day, you know, you've got the kids, you're overtouched, over sensory, you know, the kids are yabbing in your ears and touching. And like, sometimes mama gets overstimulated and I need to check out. I do. And I think that's what's really hard about winter, is that my checkout space is just going outside, just taking a quick walk down the driveway for 5 minutes to reset. And when it's cold, I don't like being cold. I can't do that. And so it's really hard for me to find that container, that space where I can just kind of, you know, reset myself. I'm an introvert as well. So I need a lot of recuperation time. Anytime I'm in any type of social gathering where there is, you know, multiple people, like, you can guarantee the next day I need to veg out. Like, I'm going to need the entire day to decompress, to, like, again, as an empath as well, to like switch off and cut the cords of all that energy that I have been in. Because what I find is that if I don't set healthy boundaries, and now we're talking about energetic boundaries, right? As an empath, if I don't set healthy boundaries before I go to this outing, I just start sucking up everybody else's energy. And the next day I can't recalibrate. Like, I don't know what's mine anymore. And so you get like, I'm really angry, but I have no idea why. I'm just mad. And it's weird. You feel, it's almost like this weird out of body feeling where, you know, if you're not sure whether or not you're an empath is essentially somebody who is an energetic sponge, right? Like, you're not just saying, oh, Carol's really sad today. Like, you actually physically feel the sadness that Carol is feeling. And that, like, to the point where, like, you may want to cry, or like, you may feel it in your chest, or you may have a hard time catching your breath. Like, you get physical sensations from the emotions that the other individual is putting off. And so setting energetic boundaries is also extremely important, especially if you are an empath, because it's going to help keep you sane, my friend. It really is. And so you can do that simply by imagining yourself in like a bubble, an energetic bubble of protection. Some people do like violet light or a golden light for energetic protection. You know, some people do, like, after being in a crowd or after being around a lot of people, you may do an energetic cord cutting, you know, just exactly what it feels like, mentally imagining yourself cutting cords with all the people that you've just been around, who energetically you feel like you've may have soaked up some of their energy. You can do showers are really great for energetic cleansing. You know, just imagine while you're in the shower that the water is just washing away any energy, any residue of the energy of the other people that you were around. So there's lots of different ways that you can, one, protect your energy before you go, and then cleanse your energy when you come back. And, you know, again, as an empath, that's something that I am very passionate about is sharing this information to make sure that, you know, you don't feel icky after going out. Like, you want to go out and have a good time, right? Like, I used to get panic attacks before having to go. I still do. It's much more rare now, but if I have to be in a crowd of people, like, I get so anxious about it because it is extremely overwhelming to feel 25 different people's emotions all at the same time and not be able to understand what is yours. So again, that energetic protection, energetic cleansing is really important. So we talked about setting energetic boundaries at work, as an empath, energetic boundaries for empaths. Now, I'm losing my train of thought, y'all. And then with relationships as well, you know, just stating that you don't have to be there for everybody. And, you know, this idea that there may be people in your life who respond negatively towards this idea that you're setting boundaries. Anytime there's change, it makes people uncomfortable. So when you're on your self-development path, you are rapidly going through changes. And that makes other people uncomfortable because it also makes them have to look at their own stuff, right? It's like, well, you know, you're telling Carol, I don't know who Carol is, but, you know, we're going with Carol today. You're telling Carol that you're unavailable for something this afternoon. And you don't even, again, you don't have to give a reason. You can, if you want to, you can just say, I'm just not available. And she's kind of like, well, why not? Right? Like, who are you? Why you think you're better than everybody that you don't have to participate in this family event that everybody else is going to? And it could just be that Carol is somebody who is also a giver and constantly pouring and constantly feeling like she has an empty cup. So you're asking her to turn inward and look at the fact that you're actually taking time for yourself, which is something that she can't do, or it's not that she can't do it. It's that she is not accustomed to doing and maybe is scared to do, probably, right? So it's really interesting. Watch how people react to you setting these boundaries and know that you are not responsible for their feelings. You are not responsible for how they react when you are trying to be a better version of yourself. That's also a really important statement. That's a really hard one to digest as well, especially with family, because it hurts me when other people are hurt, but I am not responsible for their emotional regulation, right? If they can't regulate their own emotions around a scenario that's happening for me setting a boundary, that's not my stuff to deal with. That's theirs, because I am a reflection of what they probably need to do as well, like the work that they probably need to do in their life as well. And that can be really hard lesson to learn, is that you don't have to appease everybody, and it's okay if somebody reacts in what we think may be a negative way, right? But it's just them having to deal with their own, you know, look at their own experience with how their boundaries or the lack of boundaries that they're setting. So I feel like I could ramble on some more, but I will cut it off here, my friends. A couple of tidbits to share. So I do have a spot open for coaching. So if that is something that you are interested in, that is one-on-one coaching with myself. If you want some help with your self-discovery, with your evolvement as a human, and you want some help navigating through that process, let me know. I would be happy to chat with you about it. If that's something that you might be interested in, please reach out and we can see if that might be a good fit for you, if my coaching program might be a good fit for you. And then the other thing, as always, If you are not, please join us in the Soulful Wildflowers Community Facebook group. I do go live there. So you can see my face and know I'm a real person, and you can chat and interact with me live. So I love hearing from you guys. You know, you can reach out after the show. You can reach out on my website, soulfulwildflowers.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So feel free to reach out to me there. I love to hear from you guys. I love to hear, you know, where you are in your self-development journey. Like, what are you getting stuck with? And maybe it's a topic that I can share and then I can talk about. So definitely reach out. And then lastly, we also have the Patreon membership. So we have the three tiers there. If that's something that you're interested in, there's just a general gratitude tier, which is essentially a donation that helps with the show and getting the show produced and continuing. And then there is, now I can't even think of the name of the tiers. That's terrible. There's a middle tier. You'll see it on the Patreon website, and that'll be in the show notes. But it's essentially a monthly oracle for the group. I record it and then share it with the group collectively. And then there's also a third tier, which is another, actually it's not really a oracle card reading. It's a monthly coaching session that's live via Zoom, so that if you have questions that you want to ask me live, you can do that. It's an hour session once a month. And that's live again for the group. So you can come bring your questions and I will answer them the best I can. And what else? I think that's it, my friends. So enjoy your week coming ahead here. I hope that it is as fabulous as a spring morning. Again, I've got spring on the brain. So that's it. Thank you. Take care.